On Midwest Week, three new names will soon be added to the Quad City Sports Hall of Fame. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Quad City Times sports writer Don Doxey. So remind us, Don, when was the Sports Hall of Fame established and why?
It was founded by the Quad City Times in 1987 just to honor some of the great people who've been through this area, and there's a lot of them as athletes, coaches, there's some media people in there even, and it's worked out very well. This will be the 30th group that we induct into the Hall of Fame.
And give us a sampling of some of the names we'd recognize of people that are in there.
Well, obviously, Roger Craig, great football player for the San Francisco 49ers from back in the 80s, is from Davenport. Don Nelson, a tremendous basketball player and coach, the winningest coach in NBA history, is from Rock Island. Bob Reed from Augustana, tremendous coach. Those are some of the early inductees. Those are three of the five original ones, in fact, too.
Okay. Now, one of the new people coming in this year is Pat Angerer. And who is he and what did he do to deserve this?
Pat is from Bettendorf, was a tremendous high school linebacker, continued that at the University of Iowa, was an all-Big Ten linebacker, and then played 4 years in the NFL with the Indianapolis Colts. Career somewhat prematurely ended by injuries, seems to happen a lot with NFL players. But he's back in the area now and working here, and back in Bettendorf where he came from, and will be a great representative, I think.
And what do you think made him a success? Is there any way of knowing why he did so well versus other people that came from this area or anywhere?
Those are hard things to put your finger on. I can tell you Pat's a really intense guy who is just really driven to succeed and win in whatever he does. And I think that's a lot of it for him. It was just there was a tremendous drive there to succeed and do everything he had to, sacrifice whatever he had to be a success at what he did.
Now, the odds of anyone making the NBA seem to be even less than making the NFL, and yet Ricky Davis did that from here. What did he do?
Ricky is one of, I believe, only four Quad Cityans to ever play in the NBA. So it is a pretty rare thing. Ricky is just a tremendous, tremendous athlete. I mean, people I've talked to in writing the story about him just marvel at the athletic ability. A 6'7" guy who could jump with anybody in the NBA even. I mean, he was that athletic. And spent 12 years in the NBA, had some ups and downs with things, but ended up scoring close to 10,000 points during a 12-year career.
And you never think of Davenport North as being a basketball power.
Not at all. It wasn't before he got there, and it really hasn't been since. But Ricky had a great career there. That it's probably the best stretch of years that Davenport North had. They went to state two of his 4 years there, and he spent 1 year at the University of Iowa, and went straight to the NBA from there.
And what about since retiring from basketball?
He's really only been out of it for a couple of years. He spent a few years trying to revive his career in the NBA's developmental league and overseas. Mm-hmm. He's got a 17-acre ranch down in Texas where he lives with he's got five kids down there. And I don't know that he's doing a lot. He's still kind of harboring some hopes of playing. The NBA has something called a Champions League there starting this year for former players, and he's going to try playing in that this summer. So he may not be completely done playing, but he's just kind of enjoying retirement right now, I think.
Okay. Well, it sounds like he didn't get hurt when he left the NBA.
No.
Left under his own steam.
Well, pretty much. I mean, he had some injuries that diminished his abilities a little bit, but
And the third person coming in is Robin Pinchton, and she's done well both as a player and a coach.
Yeah, people might remember her better as Robin Becker, which is what her name was when she played at St. Ambrose. She's an All-American in both softball and basketball. I don't think there's any question she's probably the best women's basketball player in St. Ambrose history. 2 years after finishing there, she became the St. Ambrose coach and had tremendous success, has gone on to have great success as a coach at Illinois State, and she's now at the University of Missouri. She took Missouri to their first NCAA tournament in 10 years this year as a coach.
Okay, so how would you compare with other college coaches, and will she be the next Pat Summitt?
Well, I'm not sure there will ever be another Pat Summitt. Okay. I mean, she left a great legacy down at Tennessee, but Robin is still fairly young. She's in her 40s, and she's already got 436 career victories as a coach. So she, she's probably on her way to 700, maybe 800 victories if she continues to coach as long as she can. And so she's already had a great career, but she's still on the rise, I think.
And Missouri has become a women's basketball power?
Well, since she's been there, like I say, they hadn't made the NCAA tournament since 2006 and hadn't won an NCAA game since 2001. And they did both those things this year under her. So she's got them pointed in the right direction.
Now remind us who nominates and chooses these people for the Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, there's a panel of about 80 people that vote. They get a ballot that's got 8 or 9 pages of little short bios and all these different people. And they vote. And then we whittle it down to a list of 10 or 12 finalists and do another vote from there. And the top three get in every year. And people like yourself get to have a say in this. It's not just the Quad City Times determining who's in this. There's a lot of different people.
Yes, you foolishly decided some years ago to let me vote. Well. And every now and then I have chosen one of the top three, but not very often. Now, where are the plaques, too, for the Hall of Fame? They're not at the Times.
They are not. They are on display at the suite level at Modern Woodman Park, the ballpark. We were lucky enough, Dave Heller from the River Bandits and the Quad City Sports Commission and us kind of collaborated together and put together a really nice display down there. And it's open to the public. It's up on the suite level, but if you go to Modern Woodman Park during business hours, they will let you go up there and look at these things. And it's a very nice display up there.
Now, you mentioned, Don, that there's a whole lot of pages of names of possible people for the Sports Hall of Fame. Are there any on there that you've been pulling for that somehow other people haven't quite agreed with you recently?
There's a gentleman named James Jones, who's from Davenport, played about 10 years in the NFL and was not like a big star player, but was a starter in the NFL for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. That's no small achievement.
And exactly. And also has done great humanitarian type things as far as reading programs in the Davenport schools, things like that. I think it would be great to get James in. I vote for him every year. One of these years, maybe he'll get in. But he's one of the guys that I support every year in my ballot anyway.
Mm-hmm. And as a hockey fan, I vote for Howard Cornfield pretty much every year, figuring that he's one of the reasons we got it and still have it.
Well, exactly. I don't know how much he wasn't here at the very beginning, but he definitely had a major role in keeping hockey here. I mean, we probably would not have a minor league hockey franchise if not for Howard.
And then once again, you need to remind us, when will the ceremony be and will all three be there, do you think?
We don't have firm answers from all three, but I it's looking very much like all three will be there. I know Pat Anger will. He lives here.
Okay.
And the other two really, really want to get here and are hoping they can work it out schedule-wise. So I think there's a good chance all three get here. The ceremonies will be May 4th at our Salute to Sports event at Bettendorf High School.
Okay. And I also almost forgot, you also salute high school athletes at that.
Exactly. That's how this event began, as a way to honor the top high school athletes and teams in the area. And we'll do that night, too. It's all part of about a 90-minute to 2-hour program where we'll celebrate sports in the Quad Cities.